nothing looks as it should. This isn't the way we imagined it. No, it wasn't supposed to be this way. At table. We were supposed to be at table. What was it we were supposed to eat? Bread, yes, but it was unleavened bread, right? It's Passover. It happened at Passover. And now, the night, the darkness, the isolation. It wasn't supposed to be an experience of all aloneness, such loneliness. And isolation kept us apart. Isolation and loneliness. I can't help but think that Jesus thought these same thoughts. Surely it wasn't what he expected. It didn't go the way he had anticipated. He tried to script it right in his mind. Everyone ate, drank, and felt fed and connected, each so committed to the ministry that they would walk into the lonely, dark night with him, unafraid of what would come. Okay, that isn't fair. He knew they'd be afraid. He was afraid. But he thought they'd stick by him. He thought that they would face the fear together. He thought they would stay. Stay with me. Stay here and keep watch with me. Stay with me when it's dark and hard and lonely. Stay with me. Even as I am distanced, stay with me. For the cup is heavy. Its taste bittersweet. Hold it with me. For even as it cannot be taken away, perhaps we can hold it together. But they slept. They kept their distance and they slept. They couldn't do it. And I suppose he couldn't help but ask himself, could he? And there's always that question, could we? None of this looks the way we imagined it either. We've been stretched beyond our comfort zones, looking for joy in the places that would have bored us before. Finding life in small places. Distanced from the life we knew so well, isolated in a way we had never imagined. And still we wonder, even with all the darkness that surrounds us, even with all the loneliness that confines us, can we go there with Jesus? Can we take it that step further? Can we walk into the night? Can we stay with him? Can we stay awake? Can we sit with him in the darkness? Because he feels so far away. He's just beyond our reach, but we can see him. He's fallen. He's sobbing, but we cannot get to him. We cannot help him. We see him, his face in his hands, his body curled inwards. We see him, but we cannot reach him. So we slip away and let the distance between us keep us distanced. But he asked us, he begged, stay with me, watch and pray. Can you not stay awake with me and keep watch and pray? I've read the scripture a million times before. The images always before my eyes, the words ringing in my ears. But this time, I read it differently. I noticed the distance between them. I realized that the disciples fell asleep not because they didn't care, not because they were exhausted. Of course they cared. Of course they were exhausted. They fell asleep. They did. And they probably fell asleep because Jesus wanted them close, even as he kept his distance, but they couldn't figure out how to do that. How to remain close while distanced. So instead of figuring it out, instead of struggling to make it make sense, they took the out. They let their exhaustion take over. They fell asleep and left him lonely in his aloneness. But all he had wanted was to remain connected, to not have to do this by himself, to have his friends hold it with him. But they couldn't do it. So the question that weighs heavy in our night, the question that has hung in the air for the last 3.5 weeks, the question that kept Jesus up and tore him apart, the question that they ignored, the question that we must answer, can we remain connected even in our distance? Can we hold this space with Jesus? Can we hold the pain? Can we hold the fear? Can we hold the night? Can we hold the distance and not be distant? Can we stay with him? Can we be alone and not be lonely? Because there is so much that he has to do alone. And the truth is, there is so much that we have to do alone. But somehow, we have to figure out how to walk this line between alone and together. We have to keep our distance and remain connected. So can we make it through the night? This long, long night. This night that has lasted days and weeks, that lasts into the unknown. Can we make it through this long night with Jesus? With each other? Present. In its new definition. Presence. Can we give him that? Watch and pray. Amen.